No.
Sorry about the delay, Rabbi Sai. Let's start. So, in
Worries.
Yitzhak Hashem, we are going to try to learn a little bit, say, from Maseiach Yesharim. Now, Maseiach Yesharim, obviously, everyone has to be the Musar Sefer, which is the guideline of how to go from being Basha D'Yid to Baruch HaKodesh. As opposed to popular belief, it takes many steps to get there. And the way to, I ran 6 minutes late. Maybe 40 photos. Yes. And the reason I wanted to do it is because what I wanna learn from learning this sefer is that we'll see the amkus of everything he says and how the soydos of Das Tvunis will come out in a Musar perspective from Maseiach Yesharim. So you can learn Maseiach Yesharim pre-Das Tvunis, and you can learn Maseiach Yesharim post-Das Tvunis. When you learn Maseiach Yesharim pre-Das Tvunis, it's a very Chashuva Musar Sefer. When you learn it post-Das Tvunis, he's incorporating the deep Hashkafic ideas and understandings that are included in Das Tvunis, at least in the basic Hakdama of the Sefer. Afterwards, he goes into detail on each midah, which may be different. But in the basic hakdama of the sefer, we will see tremendous sides. But there's two hakdamas to the sefer. One is the hakdama in general, okay, and then there's the bir klal chayv asadam ba'olamo, which is Perek Aleph. So the hakdama is much more of a musar dika hakdama, but it's kedai to learn it because, we'll learn it in depth and try to understand what he's trying to accomplish in the sefer. It may not necessarily relate to the Das Tvunis, but it's a chashuva thing to learn. And then we'll go into the Perek Aleph, which is Chovas Adam Ba'olamai, which is the general obligation of a person in this world, what a person is supposed to accomplish in this world. And that we'll see is related to his messaging in Das Tvunis. Okay? So the Hakdama of the sefer is to explain. What is the value of the sefer? Now, let me explain the historical context, if I will, if we may, on the sefer. It used to, nowadays, it's common that we learn Musar. Maybe not common enough, according to some people, maybe too common, according to others, but there's a limud called Limud HaMusar. Any Beis Medrash, there's a Musar section. In your Beis Medrash. We have over here, Chavis Lavavos, Tzadikim, Maseiach
Self-help books.
yeah. In the past, that assumes that people want to learn and understand more about their nefesh, about their neshama, about their koyach, koyach nefesh, about their challenge, about the yitzur hara, how do you shtai, or whatever. This was not always the case. And what it seems like is bothering the Maseiach Yesharim is that I'm going to write a sefer over here that seems to have very little value. Why? Because for the people that know it already, they know it. And the people that don't know it aren't going to study it. Because the reason they don't know it is that they don't think that there's value in focusing on this stuff. And therefore, if you know it already, you know it. If you don't know it already, or you don't study it, is because you think it's partial.
This is where we showing the Rami Yana. They have spark.
But Bini Yoina has a lot of halacha in the sefer, and there was maybe a chibur, the Meiri, chibur tshuva, things like that. Chovis is a sefer. But here it seems like very much he's addressing and the people directly. And he wants to explain why is it that people don't want to study this? And is my sefer going to help? Now, if I was right, if I was, I would think if people weren't studying it, I would think it's because they would think that the subject matter is not important. Perhaps they. So, what he's going to say over here is no, that's not the case. That's not true. Everyone knows it's important. So, now the question is why don't they study it? Mostly because they think it's obvious. So, now Am I going to come and say that the things I'm saying are not obvious? So if they're obvious, why am I writing them? Not obvious. So how do I know that they're true? It should be, right? So basically, we'll go into this in more in depth because I think that this seems to be the main chiddush of the Hakdama of the Sefer. But the pshat is like this. There are things in life that everyone knows are important, but I don't bother working on them because I can't find an interesting way to work on it. Because what gets people interested is the koyach of chiddush. What interests people is something new. So if I'm going to rewrite a book about something that you know about already, and I'm just going to tell you why it's so important, it's right to not going to interest you. For the same reason it didn't interest you till now, it's not going to interest you now. So the word that he's going to say over here is that even though it doesn't sound like new, I'm telling you a chiddush. There is chiddush over here to be found. And if there's chiddush to be found, you could study this and find chiddush even in the things that are obvious. And therefore, don't ignore my sefer because you think it's obvious. No, there's going to be things here that are chiddushim, and the koyach of chiddush is going to be there. Okay? And that's what he's basically going to be coming to prove over here. Okay? That in Musar you could find chiddush. Because you would think Musar is basically the way to do what I know I have to do already. So I know I have to do it. So what are you telling me again? This is how you have to be? Everyone knows you should be honest. I got it. So where's the chiddush now? No, I'm going to tell you. Honesty requires a certain type of midah, and I'm gonna be mechadish to you what your challenge really is, and now you're gonna get a deeper understanding of it. So even the things which are obvious, I'm gonna tell you an angle of a chiddush, and that's really what he's trying to accomplish over here. Because without chiddush, without the koyach of chiddush of something new, you can't really get excited about anything. That's his points. So let's just read a little bit inside. It says, "Amar Machaber, don't think I'm coming to tell you something. My chiddush is something you don't know. You talk and know that this is important. You talk and know it. So maybe my chiddush will be sometimes you know what my chiddush is. I'm going to tell you something you've never heard of. Okay, that's a massive chiddush. That's not where my chiddush is. You know everything I'm going to tell you." I'm going to tell you things you know already, and not only you know, it's Pirsum Gadol. It's everywhere. It's Mefursum.
Well known.
It's well known. Kilotimzabrav dvarai eladvarim sheroiv bnei adam yoidim. In fact, most people, you're going to tell them, "What did you learn today?" It's not going to be something new. It's not going to be something you even have a suffix about. Ella, so what's the problem? Gluya, because they're so well known, therefore people stop paying attention to it. Why? Because people don't pay attention to things that there's no chiddush in. Alkain, so therefore, you're not going to find anything mind-boggling by reading this once. Because the actual chidushim, that's not where the chidush is. The chidush is not in the content. Ella ha'tael, so what does it tell us? Min ha'chazor ha'olav. You have to chazor it over. Ki yizokhu lo ha'advar ma'ila nishkochim b'mi adam b'teva. V'yosim ha'libu y'chavosu ha'she hu mis'alim b'min. I'm going to figure out ways for you to start paying attention to things that you don't pay attention to, even though you know them. So my chiddush is not the content. My chiddush is how do you start paying attention to things that you ignore in life. So that's where I'm going to be mechadish something. And now, if that's where I'm going to be mechadish something, then reading it once is not going to really impress you. What's going to impress you is if you start understanding what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you to pay attention to the things that you know already, but ignoring. The only way to do that is if you actually pay attention to what I'm telling you. It's got to get in there. Then you'll start seeing a chiddush in your actions. You'll start chiddush in the way in your perspective. But the information, that's not where my chiddush is. So slowly we'll build up the paragraph, what he's actually doing. But this is the yisoid. When people read this, so they're like, it's like my father told me one time. He's like, don't get up to a speech and get up and say, sorry, I was in a rush, I didn't have time to prepare, but we'll do our best. Or the guy asked me 5 minutes ago and I didn't have time to prepare. What's the point of saying that?
I
If you're
hate what
saying,
people say.
so if you didn't have to prepare, why should I have time to listen? Right? The text is, if in case you sound dumb, there's a disclaimer. I mean, it's a better disclaimer, just not speak. Right? So why would you start off a safer saying, by the way, I have absolutely no chiddush here? That's not a very enticing way to get you started. The answer is, he's not saying I don't have a chiddush. Of course I have a chiddush. My chiddush, though, is not going to be appreciated through a cursory reading because it's not about the information. It's about how it affects you as a person. And therefore, that's where my chiddush is going to be. And therefore, that's why you got to hold on tight and stay on board because that's where the chiddush will be. And every sefer has to have a koyach of chiddush in order to get people interested. Okay? So that's basically, step one. I want to reread this because that's what he just told us to do. So tomorrow, hopefully, we'll try to get a little more of a, we'll get into it a little further. All right, everybody, sorry about the delay. We're off to a good start. Thank you. Good night.
Good for you.